Want more great job search tips and advice? Head to fivestrengths.com/webinar to register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. In this free webinar, I'm presenting my best strategies for your successful job search. Again, register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search at fivestrengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello and welcome to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler, Executive Resume Writer of Five Strengths Career Transition Experts. I am so glad you are joining me today because I want to talk to you about how you can save time and energy in your executive career change. There is no easy way to do this, and it's going to take some hard work, but let me give you some tips and tricks about what you can do to assess where you are in the process. So allow me to take you through a common scenario. An executive is thinking about changing jobs and maybe even about changing careers. So they call me up and they think the first thing they need to do is acquire a resume. Of course, executive resume writing is what I do, so I'm interested. I want to hear what the person has to say. But on digging a little bit deeper, I learned that this person has so many questions about their career path that writing their resume now might actually delay the process. So if you're listening with me so far, you might also be thinking about having your executive resume professionally written. But will that right now save you time and energy in your executive career change or your executive career growth process? I'm going to say maybe not, because there is no easy path, and writing your resume to start might not be the right place to begin. But if you start from the premise that there is no easy way to do this, no easy path to career growth, then you can probably identify with the old adage that there's no royal road to learning, and there's no, thus, royal road to executive job search success. Regardless of who you are, what your executive role is, and what your accomplishments have been over the last decade or more, job search is going to be tough. And few individual mechanisms on their own will guarantee that you save time in your job search. In fact, starting with your resume, as I said, is probably not going to serve you. So what is the best way to make your job search faster? The answer, as always, is hard work. Now, don't get me wrong. I truly wish that the executive resume, well-prepared, targeted, and replete with great accomplishments, would solve all of the job search questions that you might be facing. Usually, however, the question is much larger. The soul searching that you have to go through as an executive or as an executive job seeker to establish the right direction that makes sense to you, tap into the network to identify types of opportunities and goals that are available, build your marketing program, and execute a job search that is successful, all of these take time and a healthy dose of hard work. So if you're looking for a quick fix, you're probably not going to find one. And if you talk to somebody who promises you a quick fix, you might want to dig a little deeper, both inside yourself and inside what you are being offered, to determine if such a panacea is truly possible. Let's talk about the Pareto chart of career success strategy. We all know the Pareto chart. It organizes common causes of various outcomes by quantity, so you have a good sense of where you're most likely to get the biggest bang for your buck. So if you're looking at the Pareto chart of hard work and job search, certainly your resume is going to be important, but it doesn't usually make sense to create one until you're about midway through your exploration process. Start by writing down what you believe to be the hardest part of creating a job search strategy. I would be willing to place money on a bet that you have chosen one of the following five. Number one, building a network. Number two, figuring out what to say to your network. Number three, identifying the right role for you. Number four, describing the kind of company in which you want to work. And number five, for those of you who truly lack career direction at this point, the biggest question is figuring out the right industry for your new career path. As you can see, all of these questions need to be answered and addressed and solved before you can embark on the resume writing process, because a resume is a document with direction you can be sure that if you don't know where you're going, you absolutely will never get there unless you have the right level of support and help. So if you and I are going to talk together, we're going to take a hard look at the most difficult aspects of the process for you and design a path to resolving the biggest questions first. Pareto chart-like style. If you happen to believe that the hardest part of your executive career transition strategy is organizing your thoughts around what to do next, what to tackle first, or what you should engage an executive resume writer for or when, don't hesitate to call me because I can help you. But I would start by writing down your top five biggest obstacles and figuring out the relative strength of those obstacles. When you see what is the biggest problem you're facing or the most difficult problem you are facing relative to all the other things that could also become issues for you, then you know what to tackle first. You know what is going to be the biggest thing in your way, so you have a good sense of where you should focus your energy. With that, I'll sign off. I'm Amy L. Adler, and I thank you for listening to the Job Search Podcast. You're welcome to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and all sorts of other places. So here's a question for you. If you have a big question that you are facing, maybe one of your top five, give me a call, 801-810-5627. I carry my phone with me. I care a great deal about your questions, and maybe we can resolve some of those things quickly on the phone. Thanks so much.